99.44. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, hello, it's time for Swap Shop. We already have a phone call. Let's go to the lines and see what we've got for sale. You're on the air. Hi, this is Glenn. How can I help you?
I have boots and books for sale.
Boots and books.
Right.
Okay.
And I think the boots would come in very handy today.
They would. I just heard the rain pouring on our roof here, yeah.
Yes. Well, this is a pair of men's boots. The brand on them is Servlis, S-E-R-V-L-I-S. They're in very good condition, have heavy soles, and they're size 10.
Size 10.
And I'm asking $10 for them.
Okay.
They're almost like new. Then I have a big bag of books, mostly paperbacks, but a couple hardbacks in there, too. Some of them are Christmas stories. Some of them are Amish. Just for anyone that likes to read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking $2 for that bag of books.
Oh, that's a good Swap Shop price. Very good. Give me your phone number.
Okay. My phone number is 740-382-5634. I will be out some this afternoon, but I will be home all day tomorrow if anybody would like to call.
Okay, now let me go back over this. You have boots and books for sale.
Right.
Size 10 men's boots. Servlis is the name on them. And you have those for $10. And then a bag of books for our reading friends for $2. excuse me. And the number is 740-382-5634. We got that right?
Yes, that's all right.
Okay, well, good selling. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here. Didn't even get to get my name out or anything. I love having somebody call the very first moment. Anyway, and I've got a little bit of a tingle in my throat. It must be from that spicy wine they gave me to celebrate Halloween. Here we've got another call. Let's go to our phones. You're on the air.
Hi, I have a couch I want to sell. It has recliners at each end.
Couch?
It's in very good condition. We don't use that anymore,
mm-hmm.
So I just like to get a regular couch.
Yep.
I'm asking $350, but I'm open for any offers on
okay.
it.
Okay.
My number is 740-383-5188.
Now, what color is the couch?
It's called Mocha.
It's called what again? I'm sorry.
Mocha.
Mocha? So it's sort of a brown, huh?
Yeah, it's a light colored because it goes with any color.
Okay, cool. All right, let me read this back to you. You've got a mocha, which is a light brown color, mocha-colored couch that has reclining on both ends. So it's a fairly big couch, I assume.
Yes.
And you're willing to sell that at $350, or you'll take some offers. And your number is 740-383-5188. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Okay, have a great Halloween.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. They're very good. That was a quick kickoff to today's Swap Shop. You're listening to it here on WWGH. And if you'd like to call in, our number is 740-383-9944. And we'll be taking swaps for or sells, or for that matter, we've had people call in and looking to buy things, so you can do that too. So give us a call here at Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. I'm running the board today, and we have we still have, by the way, I think this is probably the last day that they would be interested in taking information, but they're having a hoop shoot through. It's called the Elks Hoop Shoot, and I think you could probably still get your kids into that because it's going to be on November 2nd at 10 a.m. out there on the Sports Academy out on North Main Street. Give Rex Coldwell a call, 740-802-6053 if you're interested. And they have groups, they have categories for girls and boys in groups 8 and 9 and then 10 and 11 and then 12 and 13 years old. So that's always great. Keep your kids in sports. Keep them moving. You get them tired and they go to bed at night. That's one of the things I found out as a dad. If my kids had run all day long, they weren't going to give me a hard time at home at night after dinner. Now, my daughter always gave me a hard time at dinner. She didn't like to eat green beans or, for that matter, any vegetable. And we had that that game where you sit around and you say you can't leave the table until you've had two bites. Well, there were nights that we sat at that table for a half an hour. And most of the time I won, but there were times that she won, and I just got tired and decided to forget it. I have some interesting facts, by the way, and feel free to call in at any time, by the way. You are listening to Swap Shop. But I thought these facts were kind of interesting. They're all about Halloween. Did you know, boy, I'm really struggling with my throat here. Did you know that the first jack-o'-lanterns were actually made from turnips? I don't know how in the world you cut a turnip, and it'd be really tough to put a candle inside a turnip, but that's what they say the first jack-o'-lanterns were made out of. So, turnips. Bah humbug. Oh, no, that's Christmas. I'm sorry. Also, another interesting fact, and I had heard this before, that Halloween is the second highest grossing commercial holiday after Christmas. People buy more stuff for Halloween than any other holiday except Christmas. I would have thought Easter would have jumped in there, but apparently not. Maybe the peeps that you buy aren't as expensive as some of the things you buy for Halloween. Well, especially if you're supplying the entire neighborhood with candy. When my wife and I lived in Athens, we lived on a street that, it was a nice neighborhood, but the street one over from us was kind of where the rich folks lived, and so people would come to our neighborhood from all over Athens County. One year we gave over 600 pieces of candy. Fortunately, we bought the little tiny candy. As a matter of fact, I believe that year we even went upstairs and found our penny, our little piggy bank with pennies in it, and we get handed out pennies when we ran out of stuff. So anyway, and that's the only reason why I knew that we had given out over 600 pieces is because that's how many we bought, and we were empty by the end of the night. I hope you guys have a wonderful time on Halloween. It sure sounded like it was pouring out there, though, just a couple of minutes ago when I was sitting out in the lobby waiting to go on. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, and we'll be on till 1 o'clock. This show, you can call in and give me the name of something you want to sell. Let's say you want to sell a mixer, a cake mixer, and you know you're going to sell it. So you call in, you say, I have a cake mixer. It's a XYZ brand, and I would like to get $30 for it, and then you give me your phone number, and we will announce it throughout the whole show. We've been pretty successful. I've given away lots of kittens, so I'm not sure about the other things, but right now we have a lady that called in, and she has boots and books, she said, and the boots are men's size 10. Serveless is the name that's on the boot. It's a size 10. And she also has a book of bags, a bag of books that she's going to sell the whole bag. Some are hardback, some are softback, for $2. Lots of reading for a couple of bucks. And so if you're interested in that, the boots are going to, she's going to sell them for $10, and the bag of books she's going to sell for $2. The phone number, 740-382-5634. And the second call that came in today, a recliner couch. This must be a big one because it's got recliners at both ends. It's mocha in color, which I guess is a light brown. And the recliners on both ends, not just one end. And she wants $350 for that. But she said she'll listen to offers. And so if you're interested in getting that, she says it's in good shape. 740-383-5188. You're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble here on WWGH. Let's see, I got another. Did you know that Samhainophobia is the fear of Halloween? I didn't know there was such a thing. Well, let's see what this next caller has to say. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Yes, I just had a question for you.
Sure.
Do you know any, by any chance, what time trick-or-treat is tonight in Marion?
I don't. Give me 1 second here. Sure. I'm going to turn both of us off so I can yell into the other room.
Oh,
so
sure.
I'll be right back, all right? Okay, yeah. We will be right back. Thank you. I had to holler out to
no problem.
Out into the hallway and ask Scott Spears, our fearless station manager, what time it was. 5:30 to 7.
Okay, 5:30 to 7.
Yep. So.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Make sure they have an umbrella.
No kidding.
All right.
Okay, doodles. Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we try to give information as well as swaps. So if you have anything that you want to tell people, I don't mind if you call in and say. We have had people call in and say about, you know, like a church bazaar or something like that. The only thing that we really would prefer not to have is anything that requires a registration. Like if you have an automobile you want to sell, do that through another forum, or like a weapon, a gun of sorts, or motorcycles, or I'm trying to think of other things that require registration, but you get the point. So you're listening to Swap Shop, and we'd love to hear from you as we continue on a very, very rainy Halloween. Did you know that 50% of kids prefer to receive chocolate candy for Halloween, compared to 24% who prefer non-chocolate candy and 10% who prefer gum? You know, one of the things I used to love as a kid, I liked popcorn balls, but they don't give those away too much. There's too much concern about what you can, you know, popcorn balls in most cases are made at home, and people are afraid there might be something bad in them. Now, I understand. I was listening to television the other day, or radio or something, where they were talking about the number of people that have been injured by Halloween candy, and it is remarkably low, thank goodness. But yeah, it's best to be safe, right? I don't know what's matter with my voice today, but did you know the owl is a popular Halloween image? In medieval Europe, owls were thought to be witches. And to hear an owl call meant someone was about to die. Now, that was one of the trivia questions yesterday, I believe, on Charlie's show. But anyway, that's kind of scary. My son, my youngest son, lives out in California, and they have a vineyard out there. And above the vineyard, because owls don't eat grapes, apparently, they have an owl house, and the owls scare away the birds to some point. But it's kind of neat to at dawn or at dusk, sitting out watching the leaves blow in the vineyard and hearing the owls screech in the background. It's kind of fun. Yeah. We had a great couple of nights listening to that this year, it seems to work. But what the owl doesn't get, and what the owl doesn't frighten away, their dog Louie does. And Louie, all my son has to do is say bird, and Louie's out in the orchard, not in the vineyard, scaring those birds away. He does a really good job. Anyway, let's see if we have any more facts that were kind of fine. my phone decided it wasn't going to continue, so apparently I don't have more of those. According to an Irish legend, jack-o'-lanterns are named after a stingy man named Jack, who, because he tricked the devil several times, was forbidden entrance into both heaven and hell. He was condemned to wander the earth, waving his lantern to lead people. Evil, nasty Jack, who is the namesake for jack-o'-lantern. I had never heard that one before. You're listening to Swap Shop. We'd love to have you call in with items that you're trying to get rid of. We're going to try to run Swap Shop. We're going to keep on running it for a while and find out if our audience increases or decreases. We know we're early. I think this is, what, our fourth Swap Shop, I believe. And we understand that there are going to be days where we don't get a whole lot of calls, but we did pretty well the first couple of weeks, and we didn't do quite as well last week. And let's hope we got a good start today with three different things to talk about. Actually, four, if you count the lady that called in and asked about Halloween. And that's good. If I can give you an answer, I'll certainly try to give you an answer on what things are going on. I will keep on trying to find things of interest to tell you about Halloween. It's kind of hard. My phone has decided that it's not going to keep on working. So if my phone isn't working, I can't look them up. But I'm trying. I'm trying. You're listening to Glenn Coble. This is Swap Shop. Give us a call. 740-383-9944. I hope you can call us. Here it is. I found it. maybe I didn't find it. All I did is find the same ones that I had before. Okay, well, I will keep looking for these 56 different things that have to do with fun facts about Halloween. And boy, they sure don't like to come up. That's interesting. One of the things that just popped up was 45 interesting marijuana facts. That might be interesting, but I think that's for a different show. We had a very good speaker yesterday. We had Mike Larson came on and talked about his run. He's decided to throw his hat in the 4th District congressional seat, which right now is held by Jim Jordan. And I think there are three or four different people that are considering throwing their hat in on the Democratic side. And I've heard that there's one independent that may throw his hat in as an independent. And so it looks like it's going to be kind of an interesting race. And I spent a good couple hours after we talked about, after we were on the air, we talked about all sorts of politics. It was great fun. I love my show is called A Progressive Life. And we talk about all sorts of things. Try not to hold judgments, and we'd love to have you call in when we're doing either. But A Progressive Life also has an open phone process if you'll call in. But right now, we're looking for people that have things that they would like to sell, or things they'd like to buy, or You can call in if you have an event, not nonprofit event, that you or your church or your school are trying to sponsor. Did you know that the word witch comes from the Old English wiche, W-I-C-C-E. I guess that's wiche, meaning wise woman. Now, I would never have guessed that. In fact, Wiccan were highly respected people at one time. According to a popular belief, witches held one of their two main meetings, or sabbats, on Halloween night. Halloween. Charlie today asked people about things that they remembered about Halloween night. Didn't get a lot of calls on that, but I wanted to call in and tell them. I remember when I was, I think I was probably 5 years old, living in Crawfordsville, Indiana. I got a phone call. I got a bag, and I went out with my sister to trick or treat. And the snow started to come down, and it snowed. We were pretty wet kids when we got back. My sister was 10 years older than I am, and so she took care of me pretty well. But I don't think I've ever seen snow on Halloween before. I mean, after. Maybe a little bit, but nothing like this. This just piled up and piled up. Well, you're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. I'm waiting for some phone calls from people that might have. I was wondering, did you get rid of those kittens? Or did you get rid of those doggies that we had last week? Give us a call and tell us if you still have any left. But I'm looking forward to having you call me and tell me what you have that you want to sell. Right now we have boots for a pair of men's boots, size 10, serveless boots, size 10, and also $10. So they're a dollar per size. The boots are for sale, and at the same number, she has a bag of books that she'd like to sell for $2. The number is 740-382-5634. We have a caller. Let me go to the phone. You're on the air. How can I help you?
How you doing, Glenn?
Hey, this is Bob, isn't it?
Right.
Did you get rid of all your kitties?
No, we still got two left and the mama.
Okay, you're down to two.
And, so we still got those. But I got a trivia question for you.
Sure.
Before they used pumpkins for jack-o'-lanterns, do you know what they used?
Well, I just read a thing on earlier that they used gourds. No, turnips. Turnips.
Turnips.
Yeah. That's how do you Bob? How do you cut a face in a turnip? And better yet, how do you put a candle in a turnip?
Right, it was kind of hard, but that's what they used.
I guess so. Hey, give me your phone number, Bob, so we can get rid of those last two kittens.
All right, 740.
Yep.
244.
Yep.
5-1. 5-1. 7-4.
Okay, let me read that back to you. You got a mom and two kittens, and if I recall correctly,
that's what we got left. Yep.
And if I recall correctly, they're weaned, aren't they? Or not weaned?
Yeah,
they're worm.
Yeah, they've been ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been ready.
Okay, and the number 740-244-5174. Correct.
Right.
And those are free.
Yeah, they're free.
All right. Very good, Bob. I hope we get rid of the last two. All right.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. All right. Bob called those in. I think he's been a regular for me. He's called, and it seems like we've gotten rid of one cat a week for him. So he's looking to get rid of the last two. And let's hope we can get rid of those last two for Bob. That number, again, he has a mom kitten and two baby kittens that he wants to get rid of all of them, including the mom. They're free. And the number is 740-244-5174. I had to change eyes while I was reading that. That's why I stuttered there. I'm a little bit frightened, but I have believe it or not, I have cataract surgery coming up in about 3 weeks, and it kind of scares me a little bit, but I'm told that I shouldn't be afraid of a thing, so I'm not going to. I'm going to listen to all the people that have told me, don't be afraid, just step right up and get it done. I know I'll see better. I have one eye that has a really bad cataract in it. As a matter of fact, it's so bad that the other day they were measuring for the cataract, and the lady had to measure twice because she said it was so big that she was struggling to measure the size of it. Anyway, but I'm going to get that taken care of, and then I won't have as much trouble reading my own writing. Of course, that's another problem. Hey, don't forget, we still have maybe a day or two that you're, not much more than a day. You might be able to call Rex Coldwell, 740-802-6053, and sign up your, either your little boy or a little girl, ages 8 through 9, or 10 through 11, or 12 through 13, and they have a hoop shoot. The Elks Club has a hoop shoot, and it's going to be at the XL Sports Academy out there on North Main Street, and it's going to be on the 2nd of November, which is only two days away, and that number again, 740-802-6053, if you want to sign up your son or daughter or your grandson or granddaughter, and go out and have great fun with the kids as they exercise. Exercise is always good. I try to exercise every day. Most of the time, it's just I walk a couple of miles, a little over a couple of miles. And I really enjoy that because I get to see all my neighbors and wave at them. When the winter comes, I quite often go inside and do it on my treadmill. But if it's not too good, my absolute lowest temperature is 49 degrees that I'll go out. Well, every once in a while I'll touch 48, but that's about as cold as I want to go out and walk, especially since you can't really bundle up if you're walking. I mean, you can, but it's kind of hard. So anyway, I try to exercise every day. If it's over 48 degrees, I'll be outside. If it's under 48 degrees, I'll be on my treadmill. And, boy, that is really boring. All right. We have some things that people have offered for sale. We have boots, size 10 men's boots. Serveless is the name of the boots. And they're size 10, medium, men's. She wants $10 for those. She also has a $2 bag of books that she's willing to sell. And her number is 740-382-5634. Don't be afraid to call. You can call anytime, even if I'm running off at the mouth. You can call me, and I'll get on the phone, and we'll sell your products. We also have a couch recliner, and it has the recliner thing at both ends of the couch, so that it's got to be a fairly good-sized couch, and it's mocha in color, which I'm told is light brown, and she wants $350 for it. It's in good shape, and she said she would be willing to dicker a little bit on that price. Maybe not a whole lot, but, you know, give her a call. The number is 740-383-5188. We also still have the last two kittens. Bob's called in each week, and we seem to have dropped one kitten a week, and maybe one week we got rid of two. But we're down to two kittens and their mom. They're free of charge. His phone number is 740-244-5174. Let me read that again. Make sure I read that right. 740-244-5174. Great day for Halloween. I'm so sorry, kids, that I couldn't conjure up some better weather. It's pouring out there. I hope it's settling down for the evening. Right now, it's still raining outside as far as I could tell. And we are, and that was another question that we just had on here. What time is Halloween tonight? It's 5:30 to 7 o'clock for the kids. And we'll be looking to see those little guys out there getting their candy or whatever treat you hand out. Make sure whatever you give them, you do it with a smile on your face. Don't scare them to death. My son used to sit out in the front, our front porch down in Athens, not move a muscle until a kid came up on the porch, and then he'd jump up and scare the living you know what out of him. And he had fun, though. He would always be nice to them and give them candy and give them a hug. And and the kids were, after a couple of years of doing that, the kids are pretty used to what KJ would do. His name's Christopher John. That's why we call him KJ. They were pretty used to him and his antics. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble, your host for the 45 minutes. We've gotten rid of several things so far, and we're waiting for your phone call. So if you got something that you want to get rid of, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and we'll take your calls. Let me see if, oh, there's a call right now. We'll take this call. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Yeah, well, it's me again.
Okay.
There's something else I want to put on.
Okay. Go for it, Bob.
For $5 a case.
$5 a case.
There's 24 bottles to a case.
Uh-huh.
It's called Ensure.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah. It's that, hold on a minute. Let me go and get the bottle.
Okay. He's going to get rid of a whole case of these things.
I got more on these. E-N-S-U-R-E.
E-N-S-U-R-E. Ensure.
Yeah,
okay.
Ensure Enlive. E-N-L-I-V-E. It's like the boost. You see that? Yeah, it's a drink.
Okay. It's a drink? It's a like a sports drink, or what type of drink?
Yeah, no, it's a, you've seen Boost, that advertised on TV, Ensure.
I can't honestly say I have, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's a vitamin drink, more or less.
Okay, vitamin drink, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got more than one case?
I've got 5 cases.
Okay. So
way more than I'm one of those.
So you're selling a case for $5?
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
I know it's cheap. It's about $8 to $10 for 6 of them at the store.
Oh my. Okay. And it's Ensure. Yeah. All right. Does it have a particular flavor? Does it say?
I got vanilla, strawberry. There's different flavors.
Okay. Vanilla or strawberry. Okay. Very good.
I think there might be some chocolate in here.
Okay. Well, we'll be trying to get rid of those for you, Bob.
All right.
Thanks a lot for calling. I'll mention that right away. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bob's got some vitamin drinks, and it's called Ensure Vitamin Drinks. And he's selling them by the case. At $5 a case, now, that's what, 20 cents a bottle? I don't, that's pretty cheap. And he's got 5 cases, and he's willing to sell each case for $5. And they have different flavors like vanilla, strawberry. He said he had a couple of other flavors. Give him a call. Again, his number, he also has those two kittens, by the way, and their mom to give away free. But his number is 740-244-5174. Sounds like something I might do. Buy a little bit more than you think you need. Well, that's all right, Bob. Thanks for giving us a call, and we hope to try and get rid of that for you. You're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble here on WWGH. And I also wanted to remind you, and please feel free to call at any time, 740-383-9944. We're going to be doing an election night coverage. So we'd love to have you tune in. We're going to start around 6 o'clock. And it will be live, and we'll give you information about what's going on here in Marion County and probably statewide as we get it. We'll have people at both the Republican and Democratic headquarters. I happen to be one of those people, so I know that. And we'll also have a person down at the Board of Elections, and then a couple of people here at Election Central. And we hope you tune in so that we can let you know who your new mayor is going to be, or if you're going to keep the same mayor, or who. There are all sorts of positions that are open right now in the city of Marion, and also I believe the township. There are some people available on the township. Let's go back to the phones. We have another phone caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, could I get the number of the man that had the insure?
Sure. His number is 740-244-5174. His name happens to be Bob. I happen to know him. So.
Okay, then. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right. So now we've got... Looks like we're going to sell some of the insure for Bob. I hope he gets rid of that stuff that he's not going to use. That's what this show is all about. Things that you're not using and they're just sitting around and you say, boy, I'd like to have 10 bucks for that. Or, boy, I'd like to get that off my shelf. That's been here for a year. Give us a call and we'll sell it for you. All right? You're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble here on WWGH. And anyway, like I was talking about the election night coverage, we hope you join us for that. We had an interesting segment the other day with a couple of our politicians. Got some questions answered. We were hoping for more of our politicians to show up for that night, but for some reason or other, we were kind of stiffed, if you can use that term. The people that said they were coming in didn't make it. Having run for office, I know darn well that there wasn't, if I was invited to be somewhere, I'd be there because I wanted more people to know who I am. Obviously, I didn't get to enough places because I didn't win, but I did enjoy doing that. I was able to meet a lot of new people. I talked to a lot of people in both. I was running for state rep, so I was in two counties. I was in Union County as well as Marion County, and I really enjoyed it. I learned as much as I'm sure the people listening to me learned, probably a lot more than they learned from listening to me. We'd love to have you call in here at Swap Shop. We've got about another 12 minutes to go while we're still on the air, and we will be glad to try to sell your products. We have, there was a movie called Halloween back in 1978, and they were on a really tight budget, and they had to use the cheapest masks that they could find for Michael Myers, who turned out to be William Shatner's Star Trek mask. That's the mask that it turned out to be. Anyway, Shatner initially didn't know the mask was in his likeness. That's how cheap it was. But when he found out years later, he said he was honored. Apparently, the mask was completely, didn't really look like him, but it was supposed to. Anyway, all right, let's go back over what we have so far. We have boots. Size 10 in men's, serveless boots is what the name I was given. And the boots are $10. And she also has a book of a bag of books, and that includes some hardbacks as well as softbacks. And she only wants $2 for that. I mean, so you've got reading to last you through the cold winter. She is at, her phone number is 740-382-5634. Again, you're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. Please call in. The number is 740-383-9944. We also have a lady, the person that called in, that has a couch, a mocha-colored couch. which is a light brown, and it's got recliners on both ends, so it's got to be a fairly good size, substantial couch. And she'd like $350. She will talk about the price if you're interested. The phone number for her is 740-383-5188. We also have free kittens, two little kittens and their mom, and they're free of charge. Give this gentleman a call at 740-244-5174. He also has cases of Ensure, which is a vitamin drink, apparently, some sort of sports vitamin drink. And he has different flavors. He mentioned vanilla and strawberry, but he said he has some other flavors. The case is 24 bottles of this, and I know it's a lot more expensive. He only wants $5 a case. So that'd be a great way to pick some, try it and see if you like it, if it helps your health. You're not out a whole lot of money. So give him a call. Again, his number, 740-244-5174. We also have a hoop shoot, which is sponsored by the Elks here in town. Their hoop shoot, if you're going to get into it, you better call today, maybe tomorrow, because it's going to be... it's going to be on the 2nd, November 2nd, at 10 a.m. at the XL Sports Academy. That's that one out on North Main Street. And give Rex Caldwell a call, 740-802-6053. Hi, you're on Swap Shop. How can I help you?
Good morning. I was just listening.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that had the drink, I have some of that same drink.
Okay.
It's called Ensure. It's a protein drink.
Protein drink.
Yeah, it's a supplement, a healthy supplemental drink.
Oh, okay.
It's got a lot of protein and vitamins in it.
Are you...
I happen to have six cases myself, 3 milk chocolate and 3 vanilla.
Okay.
Also for the same price, $5 if anybody's interested. Then I've got another part of a case that's not completely full. I'll just throw in if somebody buys the rest of it.
Okay. So, and your cases, I assume, are the same. So, 24 bottles.
24, yeah. I think it's like 8-ounce bottles.
Okay.
There's 24, and I've got 3 milk chocolate and 3 cases of vanilla.
Okay, so you
have... Also, I'd like to put on, we have a used, but just like new, scooter chair, and that's the brand scooter chair.
Grand
and they were out to service it last fall. It's a mobility seat, like a, you probably know. Anyway, it was serviced last year and has 2 brand new batteries. And like I said, it's just like new, hardly ever used.
Okay.
We'd like $500 or best offer. We've got all the paperwork that goes with it.
Okay.
Handbooks and all that good stuff.
Very good. What's your phone?
I think that's it.
Okay. What's your phone number?
740-740. Yes. 244 3147.
3147?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me read this back to you, make sure that we got it right. You also have some Ensure that you're willing to sell at $5 a case. You have milk chocolate and vanilla. You also are looking to get rid of a Grand scooter chair. Is that the Grand? Is that the brand name?
Well, no, it's just called scooter chair. That's the brand name. I was just saying brand.
Okay. I got you. All right.
Some are called Hover Round, some are called Scooter Chairs, and this one's a Scooter Chair brand.
Scooter Chair brand. Okay. And it's like new, and it sounds like you got new batteries, and you've got
it. Yeah, last fall.
You got it ready to go. All right. And you need $500 for that. And the phone number I have is 740-244-3147. Did I get
that
right?
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling Swap Shop. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. For some reason or other, today is not a good day for my throat. I'm sorry to cough at you. But anyway, let me read back over that. This gentleman has, he has 6 cases of Ensure. They must have had a special on Ensure. But anyway... His are milk chocolate, and he also has three cases, I think, three of milk chocolate, three of vanilla, and the brand name of that is Ensure, and it's a protein drink. He's got six. He also says he has another case that's broken up a little bit, and he'll throw that in if you buy some other stuff. if you buy two cases, he might throw that in for you. He also has, and this is something that you see a lot anymore, is a scooter chair. That's the brand name of it, and it's one of those things that you can sit down and ride around while you're shopping, or you can ride around your block and see what's going on. Anyway, a scooter chair, it's almost like new. He says it's got new batteries, so it's ready to go. 740-244-3147, and he only wants $500 for that. That seems pretty cheap. So we sell stuff cheap here on Swap Shop. We've got free things too. We have those kittens that are free. So anyway, give us a call if you have anything. We can take maybe one more call here on Swap Shop. The number here is 740-383-9944. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and if I can help you, I've got maybe another minute, a minute and a half that we can take your phone calls. Let me go over these real quickly while I've got them sitting here. Boots, $10 for a pair of boots. They are men's size 10, serveless brand name, and $2 for a bag of books, and that number is 740-382-5634. We have a couch recliner that has the recliners on both ends, mocha in color. She wants $350 for that. 740-383-5188. We have free kittens, two kittens and one mom cat, available at 740-244-5174. And then this gentleman called back in, and he said he had a case of, he has several cases of Ensure protein drink. His are vanilla and strawberry, and I think he said he had a couple other flavors. He has, there are 24 bottles in a case, and he's selling it for $5. You can't beat that. His number, again, is 740-244-5174. Let me repeat that. 740-244-5174. And then we had a gentleman just called in. He also has that Ensure protein drink, and he'll be willing to sell his at same price, $5 a case. He's got six cases. His are in milk chocolate or vanilla. And also he has a scooter chair that he's trying to get rid of. It's almost like new, has new batteries. He wants $500 for that scooter chair. 740-244-3147. Hey, we're almost out of here. It's been a good day. I hope you have a wonderful and safe Halloween. Make sure you take care of the kitties. Make sure they're warm and covered up with plastic or something, because it looks like it's going to rain the rest of the day, and we certainly don't need wet, soggy kids. You're listening to Swap Shop, and we'll do it next Thursday, same time, same station, and hopefully we will have something that you're looking for, something that'll make you happy, something that'll make you smile, or you can get rid of things, or you can buy things here on Swap Shop. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and we hope that you will tune in again next Thursday. Don't forget that I'm on with A Progressive Life on Wednesday at 12:15, and we'd love to have you call into that. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to take the, I always thank you when we're done.